Hello, is this Bunacy?
Yes.
All right, hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Wait a minute now. Say that again.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? All right. Are you 21 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I'm older.
All right. And are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Well, I'm going to vote.
All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black.
All right. What is your age?
91.
All right, so now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. And for each, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you and how they should be focused on it. You can use a 10 if it's a really important issue, a 5 if it's a somewhat important issue, and a 0 if it's not important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is eliminating food and deserts in our communities.
Say that again, because really I can't understand you too well. Maybe
All
it's my
right.
phone, I don't know.
Would you like me to read the instructions again or just a statement?
Just ask me, the questions maybe I can get them. Like I told you, I'm
Fun.
91.
All right. So, for this part of the survey, I'm going to give you a list of concerns. And if you could tell me, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a really important issue that should be focused on, a 5 if it's a somewhat important issue, and a 0 if it's not an issue that's important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first statement or issue is eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Is there any what now?
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
I don't understand that.
All right,
Because
no
I don't
worries.
understand you. I mean, you really talk a little different
Oh,
to
all
me. I
right.
can't really understand what you are saying.
Okay. The next one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Well, I don't believe in abortion.
All right, so would you say it's not important at all?
Well, I'm not going to say it's not important if something is somebody if it depends on someone's life.
All right, so it's somewhat important then to you, or is it really important?
Well, it's two sides of that for me, because if it's important for somebody saving somebody's life, I can go along with it. But if not, if just to get rid of somebody, no, I don't deal with that.
All right, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Yeah, well, I believe in I would say that too. Or 8.
Eight, all right.
Yeah, we should.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Well, that's a 10.
10, all right. So do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
It's just well it's I would say for the black community it's almost just about the same. I've been here a long time. I haven't seen too much change. A little, but I would say about a 6, something like that.
All right. So, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Well, I would give that about a 6 too.
Oh, all right. Well, this one isn't really about rating. It's just if it's getting better, if it's staying about the same, or if it's getting worse.
So some things are getting better. Yeah, some things are getting better.
All right.
I do believe something.
All right. So which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on African-American communities? And you can select up to two issues of the following list I'm going to give you. So the list goes opioids and fentanyl, alcohol, marijuana and other cannabis products, cigarettes, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
All of those are bad.
All right. But if you could choose two of them, which one do you think you would choose?
I would choose that crack. I do. Because I don't know anything about the other stuff. Though I don't know anything about any of it, but I would say I hear more about crack.
All right. Something. So you say that you're only truly familiar with that one?
Well, because I don't know anything about drugs. You know, I don't know anything. I don't know if when they're out here, they're acting up and doing this and doing that. I don't know what they're on.
All right, no worries. So now I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. And tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Smoking is bad. I don't condone that in any way. Shouldn't smoke. It tells you on the package. It's a hazard to your health. It tells you that. It's not nothing nobody is making you do. And now I think they're putting things in it that make it worse.
All right. So you would say you disagree with this, with the advancing tobacco harm reduction?
I disagree. Whatever.
All right. Would that be a strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
But it's a strong disagree with me, you know.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, if you could tell me whether you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with these products. So the first one is e-cigarettes or vapes.
Oh, I'm not familiar with any. I don't smoke, so I don't.
All right.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay. What about oral nicotine pouches?
I don't even know what that is.
All right. And what about heat not burn tobacco products?
I don't know anything about it.
All right. So now I'm going to give you some additional information about smoking today in America. So as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for why people choose to change to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives? And it goes like a short list. So do you think they change because the cost of smoking has gone up? Because more education and anti-tobacco advertising has been happening? Because more government restrictions and bans have been applied? Or because the introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes has been added to the market?
I don't think the price has nothing to do with people stopping. Because some of them don't care what it costs, they're going to buy them cigarettes if they don't buy nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're making it more convenient. They're making it more tastier. They're making it more, I do believe. I think, because I know my father smoked. My mother never smoked, but my father did. And I just don't know. I think it's a moneymaker. That's one thing about it.
All right.
People will smoke.
Okay. So you're saying you don't really think any of those categories are the reasons for the changes?
Well, see, you got to be, yeah, you got to be, you mean for a change for people that, to the ones that are quitting.
That's right.
What you're talking about. You think the change has anything to do with the ones that are quitting smoking or something like that?
Well, yeah, for this part of the kind of question, the question was, why do you think people, or like, why do you think is the primary reason for why people choose to change from, like, tobacco, cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives? And the reasons were if you maybe think that they've changed because the cost of smoking has gone up, because there's been more education in anti-tobacco advertising, or because the government has made more restrictions or bans, or because there has been the introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market.
Well, I think a lot of people has stopped smoking is because of for their health and
for health reasons.
Yes, for health reasons, right. Because the cigarettes is awful. I can't even stand for people to smoke around me. I don't mind them in my house with it or nowhere.
I'll
be riding in my car and go pass by somebody that's got their window down and they're smoking. And if the smoke gets in my car, it gets on my nerves. I mean, it almost tears me apart.
All right. So now I'm going to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. And if you could please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? So the first one is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts.
I'm sorry. I think that people should be taught, you know, the reason not to smoke.
All right. So there's still a little bit less of that statement. But so as I was saying, so to continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. Or the second statement, which says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication. So which statement do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
Well, those patches are good, or teach people, you know, different things. Well, they have different things out here to help people, and I like that because some of them ain't gonna quit. I don't care what you do.
All right. So would you say you agree more with the second statement then?
Yes.
All right. So, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
So what now?
Would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
You mean that something else is more hazardous to your health than cigarettes?
We mean that. Do you happen to know what vapes are?
Vapes.
Vapes. V-A-P-E-S. Vapes.
Vapes.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know what vapes are?
Vapes.
Well, if you don't know, vapes are sort of an electronic cigarette. So would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I don't know what vapes mean. What is it?
All right. Well, if you don't know, no worries. It's fine. So now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. And if you could please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, A 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. And you can use any numbers between a 0 to 10. So the first statement is, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. So while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke.
I don't know anything about cigarettes. I don't know. All I know is that people say, you know, it causes lung cancer and stuff like that. That's all I hear them say. So I don't know. I don't know about the tobacco. I thought tobacco was collard greens when I first seen it, so I didn't know nothing about tobacco.
All right, no worries. So the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health, and the FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. So this is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. So do you strongly agree with this statement? Do you somewhat agree, or do you not agree at all?
I don't agree with any of it, no.
All right. So would you give this a 0 then?
Because I don't know anything. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I'm just trying to follow along because you can't talk about things you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's best or what's not bad. I know that the cigarette's not good for you. And I said, it says right on the pack. Hazardous to your health. Now that I do know, but knowing about it and everything about it, nicotine and all that stuff, I don't know.
All right. So many people who smoke today come from minority populations. There are nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. They don't really come from wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we just can't pretend that this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes no matter where they live. It can save hundreds of thousands of lives every year.
I know it's a hazard to your health. I know that it's wrong. I mean, it's killing us, killing people. And I know they said secondhand smoke is worse than firsthand. I don't know. You know, I don't want to be around people like that.
All right. So what
I've been here 91 years. So, hey.
All right.
I'm trying to make it to 92.
All right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't. But I just have to ask you one last time. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence medication, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve the health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you agree or disagree?
I know that a lot of in the African Americans, but I really when I see that I don't know because I look at TV and I see different nationalities, and every time I see one, you got a cigarette hanging in their mouth. So who knows? I don't know who smokes the most. I don't know.
All right.
I really don't know what to say.
Okay, so in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? And the list goes, heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
Not me. Mm-mm, nothing in tobacco. Mm-mm.
All right. Oral nicotine pouches?
Mm-mm.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Mm-mm.
Cigarettes?
Mm-mm.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No, nothing in tobacco, nothing.
All right. And lastly, cigars?
No.
All right. All right. So we're almost done. We're about 95% done. And now we just have the last few questions. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
The last what?
Year of schooling that you completed?
Ninth.
Ninth grade. All right. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Widowed, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I have a granddaughter, yeah.
All right. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Blessed.
All right. So how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Well, I would say a suburban area because there's older people. Everybody's much old. It's a nice community.
All right. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No, I'm just a member of the church, God's church.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right. In the 2020 presidential elections, meaning 4 years ago, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or...
I sure did.
For Joe Biden?
Yes.
All right. And if the 2024 election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for?
Joe.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.